You're with Raf.
A track that was playing when your life changed tracks. That's the vibe. You need to write something about the song that means something to you. The email address is melbournedrive@abc.net.au. And I think you're kind of getting the idea too after a little while if you've heard this segment before. There's no formula. It just needs to be the song significant. It can be serious or silly. You might just be relating the everyday details of your life that are pretty familiar to most of us. It's really about how the song speaks to the moment in your life, whatever it was. And this week's changing track is for Mark. Dear Raphael, sorry, my submission is written, but my typing is pathetic and the pandemic would probably be over by the time I finish typing it. I've learnt a lot in the last 8 months. It's acceptable to hug your mates. Tell them you love them. Also, it's all right for a man to cry. Being brought up a boomer, crying was seen as a sign of weakness and unmanly. But after listening to you and Carl Quinn talking about crying at the movies, I've realised it is acceptable, and for that I am eternally grateful. I am a boomer. I know it, not because of the date on my birth certificate, but because I'm told this constantly. I try hard not to show the normal behaviour of a boomer. I don't bang on about the mundane problems of life, but to no avail. I keep fit, healthy and in good shape, so I'm not constantly complaining about my back, hip, knee or whatever, but to no avail. I'm always trying to whip up new and exciting recipes rather than sticking to the same old boring meals, but to no avail. I'm still a boomer. Our 30-year relationship came to an abrupt end in November. In the last couple of years, it had become stale and lacking in love. Fault lay on both sides. I, thinking it would improve over time, and my partner not wanting to hurt me by ending the relationship, so staying with me, even though she wasn't happy. As with most of these problems, communication was the key. There wasn't any. She is 9 years younger. It scared her that I was looking towards retirement while she thought there was so much more left in working life. She finally summoned the courage and told me she was leaving to live in the country. I was devastated, even though I thought this day might come. As the weeks passed, it all began to sink in. The future wasn't going to be so smooth. And a couple of months later, I lost my brother. He lost his battle with cancer. And a month later, one of my long-time school buddies was lost to cancer as well. After that funeral, I remember sitting in the car and crying for loss, sadness, and regret. It felt as though someone was pulling me apart, piece by piece. You move on. You just have to. I knew somewhere ahead were smoother waters, and soon enough, the waters calmed. A couple of weeks ago, we had an impromptu Zoom catch-up. My partner and my youngest son in Ballarat, my eldest son and myself in Melbourne. Talk came around to recipes gone wrong. A line from a song long ago came to me. Who put old pigweed in the mulligan stew? They all looked at me with a strange look. That night, I dragged out the old CD collection. As I read through the lyrics to see whether I was right about my quote, I realised the song was a metaphor for life. I laughed until I cried. Someone had put a hell of a lot of pigweed in my stew. Somewhere deep down in my soul, the embers of my past life still glow. The howling southerly winds of the lockdown are trying hard to extinguish them, but I've cut my hands around them to protect them and keep them warm. Hopefully the winds will abate and I will be able to fan the embers into a warm fire, a fire that can cook a nice stew. And I know exactly what's going in it. Love, kindness, compassion, friendship, happiness, and a big dollop of self-esteem. No one knows what the future will hold for me, but what are the options? Like the character in The Shawshank Redemption says, get busy living rather than get busy dying. That day of the funeral last November was probably the worst day of my life. Hindsight's a wonderful thing. The events of the last 7 months have made me stop and have a good hard look at myself. I need to make a lot of changes to be a better person. Hopefully I have the courage and strength to do this and come out the other side a better boomer, the one I really want to be. Maybe that day last November will be the best day in my life as well. And Mark's changing track is Old Pigweed by Mark Knopfler.